Well, that's good news for Oliver Wyman.
Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Henry, congratulations to the crew out there. One of the fastest growers. Delightful. You know, big show Friday. It's not happy hour yet, but a glass of wine doesn't sound completely terrible at 3:43 in the afternoon when it's 86 degrees and absolutely perfect in the city of Bloomington. It's also a great time to get out and hit the links, and we'll do that with Chris Williams. Chris, good afternoon. How are you?
Glass, how are we doing, buddy?
It's always great to get caught up with you, keeping the finger on the pulse of the world of golf here. And before you know it, the Bloomington City Tournament is going to be right around the corner. And the I said the 90th or 90, which edition are we in here?
We are 92nd, going strong annually since 1929. So we're really going at it. So.
And we know you're the history buff, so I don't have to double check you. I don't have to fact check you on this because
28, excuse me, 1 year prior. So yes, I'm with you.
So the good news is I believe you told me the last time we spoke around this time last year, this is one of the longest, if not the longest, city running tournament here in the state of Indiana?
It's the longest in terms of match play. I have yet to find any city golf tournament that has been going on annually longer than 92 years. We've had there's a women's match play tournament that kind of is based out of Indianapolis. It's been going a little bit longer, but it's not technically a city golf tournament. And nowadays, the majority of what you see with city golf tournaments are stroke play. But to me, match play is hard to top. And the fact that the tournament's continuing on into its 92nd edition is a testament to that.
Now, for people that are new to our town or have played in their city tournament, what's different about ours? Is the qualifying different? I know you play match play heads up. That is the cool part. But you have to post a score to get flighted and all that. Tell me how that works and the divisions, and when do I have to get all this done by?
Sure. So the registration is going on now. It started June 1st at a Cascade Golf Course, which is our local municipal golf course here in town, which has hosted the tournament from its inception. It has not changed venues at all, which is also unique. We have flights for men, senior, super senior. We have women's division. We have juniors division. The big thing is you will have to have a stroke play qualifying score in for regular divisions, and that is divisions that are not planning on qualifying the weekend of June 27th and 28th. So what sets those two days aside is that's going to be the days where we see the men's senior and super senior qualifying dates for those who want to try to get to the championship flights. It's not something that, you know, a lot of times when people hear about championship flights, they kind of get deterred and turned away from it. But there are flights for everybody from every caliber of golfer for this tournament. And what makes the tournament great is that we have such a variety of playing abilities in the tournament. So it'll be two rounds for championship flights, which is something that's been a norm for a long time, and then one round needed by the 5th of July. So we have a lot of time available to get those rounds in. And I think one thing that's big about this year and those like myself and others who are involved in pushing it is I think, given the circumstances with COVID-19, there's a lot of athletic type events that are not going on. And the beauty about golf is that it is a sport that you can socially distance and keep safe and still enjoy it. And I think that's one of the things that for those of us that have been involved in the tournament for so long, we're hoping that could increase the number of players this year, is because it is an opportunity to get involved in a tournament locally that is still going to be something that you can do safely.
And the other part of that is, with all the other sports kind of slowly getting, you don't have a lot of travel team stuff going on, so more people in that sense aren't running around with their kids. Maybe they can get involved. So there's a lot of angles here as why it should work. Tell me what courses we're playing this year, Chris.
Yeah, so as of this Monday, I believe the Pine 9, which is the original back 9, is going to be closed as they prepare to do the same upgrade to the fairways that the other two courses have already received. So We have Ridge and Quarry this year. So we have Ridge, which is the newest of the three nines. And I will be honest with you, it is in fantastic shape. The fairways are lush. They've come in great. The greens are in great shape. The Quarry has just finished its new installation of Zoysia last year. It's in good shape. So those two nines, you have the new nine and the original front nine, will be played in that order for the qualifying and for the tournament.
And the Ridge was the first one to have the Zoysia fairways, right? So you're not playing on two different styles of grass.
That's correct. So both nines will have Zoysia fairways, which will be a nice thing this year, because it was a little bit of an adjustment last year going from, more of a rye and bluegrass fairway that the old back nine, the pine nine, had, to then a Zoysia fairway. So you're going to have some consistency with that.
Doesn't roll as much on the Zoysia, does it?
No, but I'll tell you, if you're someone who picks a ball like me, it's a dream, because it sits up really nice and it's very difficult to not get a good lie. So
that's exactly right.
I'm looking forward to it.
That is right. So, yes, you were playing the Ridge and the Quarry, all Zoysia fairways, which is great. Now, there's a pretty good deal for juniors, right? There's no fee for them besides the green fee.
That's correct. The junior, there is no junior entry fee, and that is something that is a great thing for this tournament, because it is encouraging junior golfers. It is one of the areas in terms of the age of golfer. Obviously, we haven't seen as much growth with that, and obviously, juniors these days are doing a variety of different things sport-wise. So, hopefully, we can continue to see growth with that. Obviously, as you mentioned, with some of the travel sports kind of being put on hold or limited, and maybe families not going on those vacations during the summer, that could draw more attendance from that demographic. So that would be nice.
Chris Williams is our guest. He's in charge of the historical aspect of the City Golf Tournament here in Bloomington. Are you entering this year?
Yes. In my opinion, if I'm going to be, getting people to play, I got to put my money where my mouth is. So I'm definitely entering.
Who is
where my current game will be in?
Well, it better be sharp on the 27th and 28th, so you can get flighted properly. Don't bring any bags of sand. We know how well you can play. Who's our defending champ in the men's world?
Yeah, we have Doak Henry, who has been a longtime participant. Someone who was a high school teammate of mine, 2 years two years younger than me, and he finally reached that pedestal that I know he had wanted for so long. So it was good to see him to get that. So he's going to be defending in the men's. And so I think, it's going to be interesting to see the competitiveness of the men's. The seniors is obviously where the most competitive action is right now, with, the likes of, you still have Ike Martin, Bob Hasty, Rory Brown, those guys. That tends to be the more competitive flight. But the men's division, there's a lot of people who are capable, obviously. Last year we saw the top four seeds all go down in the opening round, so it'll be interesting to see if we have the level of upsets in the openers that we did like last year.
And as we get closer to the qualifying on the 27th and 28th is only for the championship flights from the three major divisions. Anybody else can qualify. You just have to do it before July 1st, turn in a score at the Cascades, and you'll get flighted with people of the same ability. So that's how the tournament is going to work. The medalist is this weekend. That's Rick Shearer's deal. What are they going on, 20, 25 years now? Heck, that's
yeah, we're on the 24th.
Okay, sounds good. Now, do we read into anything that we see for handicapping purposes from the medalist over this weekend, even though it's on a different, obviously, set of courses?
I mean, it traditionally, you look at how strong people perform in it, and the medalist is a 36-hole stroke play event. We're going to be playing the first round Saturday at Cascades, and then Sunday we'll be at Stonecrest. It's a really solid field this year. You have a lot of the familiar names. You have Mitch Ord, Doak Henry, Jackson Cowden, Kyle Perry, who's a name that is very familiar in city tournament lore. Was a great player at Bloomington South, and then went on to play at IU. He's come back to play this year. So it'll be interesting to see how that translates in terms of if we see those who are really competitive and the medalists go on to be competitive in the state tournament. It's in a lot of ways a good warm up for the state tournament. It's a very competitive tournament. It's also a very fun tournament that has a very important, meaningful side to it, obviously, with the scholarships that they hand out to high school seniors. I was lucky enough to get one of those myself, so it's something that I am very passionate about as well.
Yeah, give back to the community. That's a great way to go about it. Chris Williams joins us. The medalist stroke play at city tournament is going to be match play, so we get a little bit different style there. How about with the quarry and ridge? Have guys kind of adjusted their style out there, or has everybody played Cades enough to know how to get it around? It doesn't matter which nine.
It's interesting because last year, I believe for the qualifying for the city tournament, it went ridge to pine, and it was interesting. The stroke difference was about 3 to 4 strokes higher on the ridge than it was the pine, and a lot of it is the one thing that I look at with the ridge is that it's the shortest of the three nines, but obviously has the most trouble off the tee. But it's one of those situations where it's a true risk reward where if you bomb the driver and you're consistent off the tee, you can have nothing more than a little wedge in. But you could also get around there easily without hitting driver and put yourself in a position where you're going to have a very short iron in. But either way, I don't know if it's the mental focus changes, because you do see a lot of high numbers back there, but you also have a lot of people, like you mentioned, that may have already adjusted to it enough to where they kind of know the ins and outs of the ridge just as much as the original 18.
And you know as well, if you hit it and into the trees, you can lose it. That's maybe not the deal on the pine side. You don't really have a whole lot of trouble over there. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Again, qualifying June 27th and 28th that weekend. Make sure you get into the pro shop if you're going to be in the championship or the big-time flights. If not, just make sure you have a score turned in by July 4th weekend or the 4th of July day, and you'll be flighted there with people of the same ability. What else are we missing? You've been to the – oh, we only got a minute. You've been to the new foul course yet?
I toured it last summer with Anthony Robertson, their greenskeeper, who's done a great job with that. Anxious to play it Father's Day weekend. I've heard a lot of great things, heard a lot of risk-reward. Keep it in play, you're good. If not, you're going to pay for it. But it's definitely a game-changer.
That's how it should be. Harold Varner III is leading the Colonial. Well, they call it the Charles Schwab Challenge. Of course, you got to get your sponsors in there. 11-under, Jordan Spieth, minus 10 in second place. Rory McIlroy, Xander Schauffele, Colin Morikawa tied for third. Justin Thomas, Justin Rose tied for sixth. There's a golf update, Williams. Good job, my man.
Good to talk with you, Glass.
Always. We'll get caught up with you. You'll be my tournament liaison as we'll talk to you after the qualifying weekend to see how it all shook out.
Take care.
Thanks, buddy. Chris Williams, he's a big-time local golfer here, big-time historian as well at IU Artifacts, if you follow along there. Pretty cool stuff, and we thank him for his time.